Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey everyone, Duncan ain't just Get Prepared, your career engineer here, and today we're going to talk about, for a few moments, navigating this ever-changing career map market that's happening at this time of the year. So I've got a shopping list that I want to share with you, whether you're shopping now, next month, next year. You want to make sure you find the right deal. So don't go anywhere. We will come right back as we talk about navigating this career space today. Hey, I'm back, the career engineer right here. Again, thank you for being a part of our program. TCENow.com is how you find us, with everything you know about who we are and what we do. Our motto is simple: don't get anxious, get prepared in your career, life, or business. If you have a career question, I'm right here in my office, like right now, right, just doing this. If you have a question, career, life, or business, hit us up, info@tcenow.com. We'd love to take your question. We might use it in a podcast or show just like today, so we can share some really good intel with you. So today I want to focus on navigating the career space. It's ever changing. Even this morning I was reading some new data of some new things that might impact us now and 90 days out. So let me give you my list and why I think this shopping list is very important, because I know some of you are shopping all the time, looking for great deals, great value, all of that. Well, you need to do that as a career seeker, a changer, self-employed, entrepreneur, as well as the person that's looking to hire you. So we're going to dive into a lot of that right now. But first things first, I definitely want to get into that. But I also want to share with you, our book, A Mind to Work, is now available on Amazon. Yes, it's a shameless plug. Give me 5 minutes. It will help you with your shopping list. Yes, the Life and Career Planning Guide for folks who need to work. If you don't need to make income or make a living, this is not the book for you. But if you are that person, we look forward to you ordering it directly on Amazon at order.tcenow.com, or reach out to us. So let's dive into this conversation, because I think it's very important. Navigating the ever-changing market. Here's one of the first things folks have to do when you shop. Okay. When all of you go shopping, you know the maker, you know what's good, you know polyester versus cotton, right? You got some background, you know the facts. We have to know the facts as well. So let me give you some numbers facts at the time here. Now, I always say go to BLS.gov in the US of A, okay? Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS.gov has every data point you need. Unemployment ranking right now, how many jobs are open. In fact, the job openings did go down. Again, we're looking, when it was reported from the report that came out on the 5th of this month. They've gone down, but the market is still great. So the unemployment is at still like a 40-year low. In my state, it's even lower. There are lots of job openings at the time of me talking to you right now, a little under 9 million unfulfilled jobs. So the facts are in your favor. This is a good time. The market is here. Now, are things slowing down? Yes, but it doesn't mean they've stopped. So it's a good time. The market's in your favor. There are plenty of opportunity. There's been growth in certain sectors, okay? So it is still a good time for you to get your thing out there, but please know the facts before you shop. Very important. Now, as we move forward, as we're shopping on our career list, right, where we want to go, if we want to move up or out, RTO and WFH are still going to be the battlegrounds. Companies are still not at a consensus, right? Some want to the RTO, return to the office. Others are saying, nah, I've seen some great gains in work from home. What I see as the trend for your shopping list is you should ask these questions or do your research when you are doing your, research on the companies or the places and spaces you want to work. Find out where they are in this battle, okay? I find that the hybrid person, the person who has some type of blending, because both of these concepts are important for business. Not everybody can work from home and not everybody has to return to the office. So in your shopping list, ask critical questions of what is the plan for that company. And I'm going to tell you, if you have a hybrid boss or a hybrid community, that's kind of a smart, I think, answer to that battle. Another part that's important for your shopping list. Money is great. We all need it. I need more money to buy my hats. But flexibility is the new currency. Flexibility is the new currency. So in your shopping, ask questions or do your research or do both on what is their, you know, what's the flexibility involved in that job. Now, like I said earlier, everyone can't work from home and everyone doesn't have to return to the office, but there are some flexibilities, maybe staggered, you know, scheduling. Maybe someone can work 6 to 2:30, or they can work 7 to 4, or they can work 8 to 5, but there's that flexibility. I've seen some companies have hybrid work days of a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday. The other days you can work from home, but there are some accountability on productivity. Okay. If a job requires nights and weekends, does it have to be every Friday and Saturday or every weekend? There are ways that flexibility can really be used to your favor. So when you're shopping list, as you're shopping for your new career gig, ask critical questions about the flexibility of the company. It's very important because we're finding that fit does make a difference. Oh, I got to talk about the gosh darn 5-day work week, right? Because, you know, there is some chatter, and this is really future thinking. Futurists have said this many, many moons ago. Why, you know, do we have to work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday? Where did that come from? Is that where we are now? So I'm going to tell you, I think last year I actually talked about a video about this. There was a huge experiment with a lot of weight behind it in the UK, in Europe, experimenting on a 4-day work week. And everyone was waiting. They were going to do this experiment for 6 months and see what's going down. Everyone is waiting to see, what's going to come of that? That's just a whole bunch of pish posh. No, we're finding out some companies on your shopping list ask this question. Some are rethinking the work week. Now, please understand, productivity is still a part of this. You don't work less and can do less and still get paid more. However, where did the 5-day work week come from? You know, this came in the industrial age, way back when. We're talking the 30s. We're talking the 40s. And this is 2023 at the time of this conversation. We're in the information age now. We're in the tech age. So there are some folks that are really rethinking with their company dynamic. Do we have to do 40? Maybe, or maybe we can do the 4-day work week. Some people, I know there's some companies now that do 10 hours a day, 4 days a week to get the 40. Okay. But there are some companies that's thinking about maybe it's not even an 8-hour day anymore. I mean, there's a whole lot of talk about this. So in your shopping list, do your research, see what the companies are, and just, you know, do some research on who's thinking about rethinking the whole Monday through Friday thing. Listen, it's a very new concept, but there's some weight behind it. So there it is. All right. One other thing, which I know for most of our shopping list, the money is always number one. And listen to me, I want you to get the best deal you can possibly get. All right. Is there a company that could truly pay you with what you're worth? Oh, probably not. But someone maybe can get kind of close. However, we have found that more money, not exactly, was not a winning deal for many companies during the post-pandemic. They threw money and bonuses and recruiting bonuses, and all they saw still was a revolving door. So companies are, those days of the new hire, just switching quick, fast, in a hurry, getting a, you know, a nice bump in a salary. And then, you know, 90 days later, they go somewhere else. They hop and get another bonus. Them days are gone. Okay. They're gone. However, and employers are rethinking bonuses and salary bumps for new hires and even lateral moves. So that more money move, if you give them more, they'll come with us and they'll stick, didn't solve the retention problem. May have gotten the recruiting problem very excited, but it didn't solve keeping folk on board. So we're finding a shift in that. So, which actually sort of leads to one of my next thing, is that we're finding that more folks, and I don't even have this listed here, but this is one I want to just definitely share with you that I want to make sure you get, because it's important that, guess what? With all this new thing going on, I'll do a really quick recap. Before you shop, know the facts. The RTO and the work from home battle is still continuing. But as you're shopping, find those companies that have a great plan for that. Flexibility is a new currency. So yes, money is important, but what we're finding is the fit can really make the difference. You've got a 9 to 5, but how does it fit in with the 5 to 9, right? The gosh darn 5-day work week, there is some serious chatter on some very tech companies or innovative companies rethinking, does it have to be Monday through Friday, 9 to 5? There's some rethinking there because we are in the information age. And as we said, all those bonuses and all those things that folks were getting more money. Hold it. Not exactly. It may have wowed the recruiting side of the house for a little bit, but it did no thing for the retention side. And on that note, one other thing that's really showing up in your shopping list to the employer, we're finding out that workers actually are looking for some stability in the workplace. Who knew? Go figure. Folks want stability. Surprise, surprise. Why? Because we're in a chaotic world right now. And in fact, some new data I was looking at this morning, because of all the unrest in the geopolitical process and the geopolitical politics, is making some unrest in the marketplaces, right? In the workplaces. So talent is looking for some stability. Now, the quick, fast, and a hurry, jump here, jump there, done. Chaos in the workplace and the marketplace and the world stage is leading to talent wanting some good old-fashioned stability. So those are my points for our shopping list this month as you look for your new gig. Remember to find us at tcenow.com for all the things we have there. We do career coaching, business coaching. We have products and services that can help you to not get anxious, but get prepared, because that's what we're all about. So you all have a blessed day. I look forward to seeing you next month and have an amazing week. So your TCE here, I am going to sign off. Just like this. Ready? Here we go. Thanks for watching our Career and Business Show. I hope you learned a lot about today's topic. If you enjoyed the show, please let me know by visiting our website, tcenow.com, and sending me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com. Don't get anxious. Get prepared.